This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a St. Philip man charged for the murder of his wife. Local businesses bracing for shipping delays and shortages as U.S. port workers threaten to strike. The BUT calls for a resolution to teachers' concerns over a disruptive student at the Alexandra School. The Barbados Fire Service reports a decline in overall fires from last year, and a million people have been displaced from Lebanon as Israel continues airstrikes. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A St. Philip man has been charged for the murder of his wife, who was a prison officer. 74-year-old Whitfield Thomas of 346 Emerald Park West is due to appear at the District C Court this morning to answer the charge of murder of his wife, 52-year-old Daphne Thomas, an officer at Dodds Prison. The police received a report around 4:55 a.m. on Friday, September 20th, that there had been a domestic dispute between a man and a woman at their residence at Emerald Park, St. Philip, and that a female was believed to be dead at the scene. Police responded and, on arrival, found the body of the deceased. The accused, a night watchman, had reportedly attempted to take his life after the incident and had been at hospital under police guard. Businesses in Barbados are bracing for shipping delays and shortages of supplies as workers in ports across the U.S. threaten to go on strike. The International Longshoremen's Association announced yesterday that a port strike on the U.S. East Coast and Gulf of Mexico will go ahead starting from tomorrow, signaling action that could cause delays and affect supply chains. Chairman of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, said this would significantly impact local businesses.
What we have been told is that the transshipments that go through the U.S. may not necessarily go through the Floridian ports, and they go through other points that will be affected. In addition, I think that you will also find that some of the importers in America will try to bypass the existing ports they use and go through the Floridian port so as not to have to deal with the strike. Regardless, we're going into the busiest time of the year, which the freight companies call peak season, and that is already a very congested time, and with this now we expect further delays, further congestion, and there will be shortage of merchandise if this strike is not avoided.
Chairman of the BCCI's Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is calling for a resolution to teachers' concerns over a disruptive student at the Alexandra School. This follows reports of a petition signed by teachers refusing to teach the student, who is alleged to be linked to several negative activities at the school. General Secretary of the BUT, Herbert Gittins, emphasized the need for a safe environment for both students and staff.
Given the challenges that have existed, given the incident and the necessary investigation would have been done by the school, I'm sure, and by the ministry. And once they identify the particular individual or individuals who are challenging for the school, then they can use what is outlined in the Education Act and use the necessary information collected to provide the guidance both for the parents, the students, and the teachers. If the student requires counseling, then that should be applied, ensuring that the necessary advice, and if law has to be applied, then that has to be applied. So the ministry should apply whatever is necessary to ensure that the environment at the school is a healthy and safe place for the continuing of teaching and learning.
General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Herbert Gittins. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education says that classes at the Grantley Adams Memorial School will remain online as authorities await test results from the plant. According to a statement from the ministry, in-person classes were suspended early on Thursday, September 19th, due to a noxious smell in the area. Students have been attending online classes since last Monday. The Barbados Police Service is seeking the assistance of the public in locating 19-year-old Roshan Kangal, alias Lil Johnny, who police stressed is most wanted and considered to be armed and dangerous. Kangal, whose last known address is McLean Gap, Silver Sands Christ Church is approximately 5 feet 10 inches tall, of dark complexion, and is slim built. He was in custody in connection with a series of serious matters when he went to the Accident and Emergency Department at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in the custody of a police officer on September 1st. He later escaped through a bathroom window. Kangal is advised that he can present himself to the Criminal Investigations Department accompanied by an attorney at law of his choice. Any person who may know the whereabouts of Roshan Kangal is asked to contact police. The Barbados Fire Service reports a decline in overall fires from last year, but warns that fires from high energy systems, especially electric vehicles, are on the rise. Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard is calling on manufacturers and dealers to ensure first responders are properly trained to handle these fires, which are posing a challenge for the fire service. He was speaking during the march past for the 69th anniversary of the Barbados Fire Service at the Bethel Methodist Church.
We have also encountered a growing concern. Fires involving high energy systems such as e-bikes, battery packs, and electric vehicles. These incidents are increasing not only in frequency but in complexity. The rise of electric vehicles and mobility devices presents both tremendous benefits and significant risks. As we move towards a more energy-efficient future, it is essential that manufacturers, developers, and dealers take responsibility for training first responders who will inevitably face these new challenges. We are actively seeking additional training and resources to ensure that we are prepared for this new era of firefighting and rescue operations.
Mr. Maynard announced a reduction in the number of fires for this year compared to last year.
Between January 1st and September 27, 2024, we responded to 979 calls relating to fire, of which 52 were private dwellings. This is a commendable improvement from the 1,183 calls we attended during the same period in 2023, where 49 were in public dwellings. This reduction is evident that our public education and safety programs are making a tangible difference. But it also reminds us that there is still much work to be done to protect our households and businesses in Barbados.
Chief Fire Officer Errol Maynard. The Ministry of Health, in collaboration with the Barbados Nurses Association, is taking steps to address the nursing shortage on the island. Speaking during a news conference, President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Dr. Faye Paris, said due to the high demand, progress has been made to ensure that more nurses pass the regional exam.
We know also that it takes 4 years to produce a registered nurse. So therefore, we would have had to seek assistance from outside of the island to complement the numbers. But we are working really hard to ensure that we can produce more nurses in the future. So you would have noted some years ago, there was an issue with the pass mark at regional examination, and that has improved quite significantly. Our numbers are up in the 80s and 90s percentage of pass now. So that would mean that we have a greater number of nurses leaving the program to be employed. Some nurses who were not able to pass the exam, we are providing other avenues for that to occur.
She announced the implementation of a bonding program for nursing students to ensure the graduates serve within the island's healthcare system.
One of the things that the government is seeking to do, and we have had discussion, BNA has had discussion with the Ministry of Health, is the process of bonding of the students. So that process has started, but we're still working out the issues, but bonding of the students, so that they are here, because you know the government pays for their tuition, so that they give return on investment.
President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Dr. Faye Paris. And finally, Israel's continuing airstrikes may have already forced as many as 1 million people from their homes across Lebanon. Lebanon's health ministry reported more than 50 people killed in yesterday's strikes, 2 days after Israel assassinated Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in Beirut. Meanwhile, Hezbollah fired more rockets into northern Israel. In a separate development, Israel said it had carried out, quote, large-scale end quote, airstrikes on military targets of the Iran-backed Houthi movement in Yemen. Recapping the headlines. A St. Philip man charged for the murder of his wife. Local businesses bracing for shipping delays and shortages as U.S. port workers threaten to strike. The BUT calls for a resolution to teachers' concerns over a disruptive student at the Alexandra School. The Barbados Fire Service reports a decline in overall fires from last year. And 1 million people have been displaced from Lebanon as Israel continues airstrikes. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.